This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. Now, don't forget, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the Internet and the satellite. Also, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women out there coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail, the packages, and whatever else we've ordered from wherever we've ordered it from to be delivered to us. And also, let's not forget about the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And then there's the Amazon warehouse people, as well as the Amazon drivers, too. Thank you very much for the job you're doing. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. Get you over there onto our page. And the Captain's America Third Watch.com, that's the Captain's America Third Watch.com, happens to be the website for the radio show. Go over there, check it out, and you'll even see a link there for this gentleman that I'm about to bring on the airwaves with us, namely Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Yippee-yo, Carl Petty. Okay, bye, guys. Bye-bye. There you go. Okay. Now, it's a pretty comfortable night here where we're at. Let me see here. What is it now? It's 68 degrees. How about you?
Yeah, it's a little bit cooler than that, but it's not a bad evening.
Okay, yeah, it's a nice night in Florida. Now, you got a lot of rain to the east of you, I think.
That's okay. We can use it.
Okay, because it's raining pretty hard up there in one of the areas, and that's going to go up the coast, and it looks like we're going to have maybe some kind of a weekend extravaganza up in New England. All righty, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Frank, we have still got the balloonitis, if you will. We found out more about the balloon, which is kind of really getting interesting. Now, we're now hearing that we were told some U2s had made multiple passes by the balloon to see what was what they could locate that was on it. And this thing was definitely carrying devices capable of gathering intelligence. And its manufacturer is connected to the Chinese military. This was no, by stretch of any imagination, a weather balloon. Not even close.
As to paraphrase Casablanca, I am shocked I am shocked that there's gambling here at Rick's Cafe Americana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Chinese government has a horrible relationship with the truth. They just do. From their denial that they use slave labor in the indentured servitude of the Uyghurs and the Tibetans, to Wuhan and COVID, to weather balloons that just go off course at 18 different places around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
They can't be trusted to tell the truth. They're not. You can't negotiate with them because they don't come from a place of truthfulness. And quite frankly, they're on an aggressive war footing with just about every Western civilized country on the globe. You know, they believe it's their time. They've co-opted the greed merchants of the World Economic Forum with the use of their hybrid communist capitalist economic system that gets to be manipulated at the will of the user, and they're going for it. They see the United States as very weak. That you see them cozying up to Russia to keep us involved over in Europe. You know, experts have said we're going to have a tough time fighting a two theater war at this point in time. So they're going for it. And to listen to anything they have to say about anything that they're doing, you've got to be out of your mind.
Well, we got a lot of those people out there for sure out of their mind.
When it comes to China, I mean, when have they been ingenuous with us or anybody in the West? Which leads to a very good question. If they've got a problem with the truth and they're always looking for a leg up to harm the West, why have they been so benevolent and investing in things that the Bidens are interested in?
Well, because they're birds of a feather.
Now, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That should answer a lot of questions.
You mentioned
about why our nation is in the state that it's in.
Yep, you mentioned liar and all that sort of stuff. And, you don't know if they can tell the truth. That's the Biden clan right there. And by
there
the way,
you go.
And by the way, as we go to break, I will say this, and we'll take the break. Is Hunter Biden a national security threat? Yes or no?
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Okay, we are going to do it. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends up at Moss Family Automotive. Now, the flagship store is up there in Newport Richey, 1954. Stop by there, see all the great things they got going on. But then again, they've got other dealerships in Crystal River, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And let's not forget the all-new, brand-new Moss Nissan up in Brooksville, located on State Route 50, just this side of the Suncoast Expressway, just this side of it, about maybe 100 yards on the south side of the highway. Now, one of the things you get at Moss Nissan is the great You Save, You Serve program, which means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether or not you're police, fire, EMS, and church pastors too, get a great deal offered to you on a new or a pre-owned Moss Nissan vehicle. Now, you also have Moss Care, which gives you free oil changes and free tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. That can save you an awful lot of money, too. So check them out online first, mossnissan.com, mossnissan.com. Check them out online first and take a look and see what they have to offer. You'll be glad, glad that you did. All right, and let's go back here to Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
My mind must have been in an ESP mode here, because guess who's on the line?
Oh, I'm going to say Backgammon Bob.
That's it. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's going on?
Yes, sir, Captain. Just wondering, the federal government can cut off money to the states, is that correct?
Yes.
to various parts. But and they said, do the states? I know people file individual tax returns and send money to the government, but do the states actually send money to the government from various sources?
Yes, they do.
Well, if the federal government can cut off money to the states, why can't the states cut off money to the federal government?
Well, they can, and we can get into that right away because I know Frank's going to go with this. Okay, anything else?
And the other thing I'm thinking, since Texas is actually theoretically a country by itself that has decided to be within the states, I don't know if I'm correct on that assumption or not, Texas would be in an ideal situation to do that. All right, that's it.
All right, well, Texas is operating under their state sovereignty by building the wall, right, Frank?
Well, yeah, and that gets a little complicated as we move away from their joining the Union. They joined the Union as a country. It's codified in their Constitution, but because of how it's enjoined with the United States, it gets a little gray there. That said, every single state has the ability to do this through nullification.
Yep.
Nullification is not something that is outlawed. It is not, there's no legal aspect that goes against it. There are just, there's damages the federal government can do to a state if they invoke nullification. We've already seen the precedent for it.
Mm-hmm.
California has nullified federal law in their ignoring of the immigration process. Yeah. So is Illinois and New York.
Mm-hmm.
So nullification has been exercised, they just don't call it that in the media.
Yep.
The problem with nullification, and he hit on this with the taxes, the federal government has the right through law to collect taxes. It's not supposed to be different for everybody. That's unconstitutional, and that's never been challenged.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution says it has to be equal for everybody. But they do have the right to collect taxes. Nothing in the Constitution says it has to be directly from the citizen. It can be remitted in bulk from the states. If the states would figure out, get some deep minds together, figure out how to make federal tax monies go through the state capitals so that the states can say, well, you know, the citizens are only liable for enumerated things.
Mm-hmm.
Federal government just can't keep taxing and taxing and taxing. The Constitution's finite. It says these are the obligations of the federal government. So we're nullifying things that aren't constitutionally mandated and keeping those federal dollars
mm-hmm.
at the state level and remitting what is constitutional. Now let's have that argument in front of the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to neuter the federal government, everybody still has to file their tax forms, but the states themselves would say, we are holding back this money because what you're taking it for is unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, doesn't that fix a lot of things. Florida
yes.
Florida doesn't bail out Illinois, doesn't bail out New York, doesn't bail out Detroit, doesn't bail out San Francisco, because that money's not there to bail them out.
Mm-hmm.
California, Illinois, New York have to deal with their own fiscal irresponsibility.
Right.
You know, so state legislatures in Florida, Texas, Tennessee, Arkansas, South Dakota, Missouri, yeah, you could craft this stuff and go toe-to-toe with the federal government. I know it sounds daunting, but when you take the Achilles heel, which is the spendthrift mentality of the people in Washington, D.C.,
yep.
when you hack at the Achilles heel, the giant falls pretty quick.
So I've got a question here from Tammy. Don't know where she's from. But it's spelled T-A-M-I, so thanks for the question, Tammy. Will a convention of states solve this problem?
Convention of states will do a lot. You got to remember that in order to get the convention of states ratified and vote to convention, it all has to be on what's already been proposed in each state for the convention of states. Now, term limits,
mm-hmm.
absolutely. There's a provision in what's before all of the states now that has to do with fiscal responsibility and reining in federal government on federal spending. Mm-hmm. So, yes, to a large extent, it will, but it doesn't take the place of nullification.
Okay, so we answered her question.
So yes, we support it. I support, at least, the Convention of States wholeheartedly.
Well, I would like to see it done so that we can get something accomplished, at least, and bring the states together.
And remember, this is a Convention of States can't go rogue for the specific reasons I've just stated.
Correct.
The only thing that can be brought to the floor in a Convention of States is what has been put on the agenda through the state acknowledgement process.
Mm-hmm.
So this idea, and the left loves to do that, and some establishment people on the right love to say it too. Oh, it's going to go rogue, and they'll throw away the Constitution. As to a Convention of States has nothing to do with a constitutional convention. It is a convention of states to effect amendments to the Constitution that, once again, would have to go and be ratified by the states.
Right.
So there is no threat of a we're going to lose the Constitution. Anybody who says that doesn't know what they're talking about.
So Joe Biden comes to Florida, comes to Tampa yesterday, proceeds to try to shoot down our governor, shoot down our way of life, shoot down our standard of living, tell everybody how bad we've got it, we don't have it as good as we think, and our government's lying to us and our governor's no good. I mean, how soon could we get that guy out of town here?
See, he went to the wrong place. He needed to make that speech at It's a Small World in Orlando.
That's right.
You know, because it's that much fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't come down to Florida and gaslight people when they have the best economy in the country.
Nope.
We've done it correctly here in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So to have him land and say you're doing it all wrong, well, maybe we're doing it all wrong for a communist country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's all about socialism and getting along with the Chinese and their capitalist communist economic system. Yeah, I guess we don't measure up, and we don't measure up to the bar that China has set for the world here in free Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but all he brought to Florida yesterday was a traveling comedy show. And I don't think it was booked for a second night.
No, no. And can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
Okay, because we're going to be going to break here any second.
Oh, to answer your question about Hunter Biden, is he a national security threat?
Yep.
Yeah, I always give crack addicts national security clearance.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. All right, Frank, you hold on, folks. I'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. By the way, if you want to opine, the telephone number is 877-969-8600. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden and Vice President Harris welcomed the nation's governors to the White House during the National Governors Association winter meeting today in the East Room, 11:15 Eastern. Later this afternoon, President Lula da Silva from Brazil and his wife will meet the Bidens at the White House. 5 days after earthquakes killed more than 21,700 souls and left tens of thousands injured and homeless, Turks and Syrians prepared to gather for traditional Friday prayers. In the Turkish capital, Ankara, one of the country's most senior clerics, Ali Erbas, will lead prayer as the rescue efforts continue. Correspondent Obeda Hito of the Turkey News Channel in the town of Hatay in southern Turkey.
There was at least 3 to 4 meters of tectonic plate movement that happened following these two very large earthquakes and all the aftershocks that happened.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Frank Salvato, for doing that for us. And oh, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And I will tell you that I have been taking your product for well over 9 years right now, and I take it for two reasons. It works, and I mean it works. Now, somebody talked to me yesterday over at Mission Barbecue about having arthritis, and they said, will this work with arthritis? I said, absolutely. It's one of the best things I can think of for someone that's got arthritis or bursitis, because what it does is Relief Factor goes right straight to the source of the pain that you've got. And it goes after the inflammation that causes the pain because of the ingredients that are in it. All natural. Turmeric, resveratrol, lycarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to fight inflammation, which causes the pain to begin with. And it lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is you're having by going to the source. Best part? It's 100% drug-free. 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And let me tell you something. When I take this thing in the morning, which I do every morning when I start up with my breakfast, because you should take it with food. When I take it in the morning, when I start up with my breakfast, it absolutely positively starts to work within the first 30 minutes to 45 minutes. I can feel it doing what it's doing. And any problem that I've got, any pain I've got, any inflammation or burning or suffering that I've got, just goes away. Just goes away. So you need to try this and see what it'll do for you by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out, try it out, and I wouldn't be surprised if you're not sending me a message saying thank you so much. This was a godsend. I hear it all the time. All right, back to Frank Silvato, the undergroundusa.com guy. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
You know, we were on such a roll back there talking about states' rights and the Convention of States and all that. And, of course, I always get a couple of little comments here from people that send me a direct message when we get off on something like that. And everybody's really appreciating what we're saying right now because we're saying what others are afraid to talk about. And one person sent me a message here. They're from Dallas, Texas. Name is Beverly. She says, why is it that the mainstream media and some of the people even at your own network that you're talking on are afraid to talk about this? Why is it? I'd like to know that one myself.
Well, we've fallen under the impression, and this is because of the mainstream media again, that we have a centralized government here in the United States. It's not the way the framers intended for us to be.
Nope.
But when you give a group of people power in a centralized location and they can keep clawing authority past the line that they're supposed to be reined in by, eventually you do have a centralized government. That's where we are today.
Mm-hmm.
So why are people afraid to talk about the power of the states and the way it's supposed to be?
Mm-hmm.
Because they favor centralized government. You know, they favor, half the nation favors free stuff, quote unquote. Nothing's free. Everything comes paid by the taxpayer.
Somebody, yeah.
You know, somebody, yeah. It goes along with the canard that the government can create jobs or create benefits. The government doesn't create anything. They take our tax money and they use it to do things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't create jobs unless you work for the federal government. The government can't create jobs. The private sector creates jobs. They don't create benefits. You know, they keep talking about entitlements. We mentioned this before. Social Security and Medicare. That's not an entitlement. We paid for these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is stuff that we did. So the federal government likes to take credit for it. As they claw more power to the federal government that was never enumerated in the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
and now we live in a place where the status quo is that we have a centralized federal government. We don't. We're 50 separate states with 50 separate constitutions, and we're supposed to be a little bit different in every state. What works for people in California absolutely positively doesn't work for people in Texas and Florida.
Yep.
What works for people in Illinois doesn't work for people in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to have these different personalities in every state. And you know, Beverly was talking about, you know, why are people afraid to talk about it. Remember the uproar over Roe v. Wade?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they're trying to outlaw this. Well, that's a centralized government mentality that we've been instilled with through the federal government and the media. We're supposed to have different things in the states. If people in Texas don't want to have abortion 15 weeks after the child's born, then they don't have to have it.
Mm-hmm.
And if people, you know, is it outlawed? If you want that stuff, move to California or New York or Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
But you shouldn't force people to live by California values than the other state, or Illinois values than any other state. So why are people afraid to talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
Because they have deference to this idea of centralized government. And we don't have that in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
At least we shouldn't.
All right. Well, I got a message here from John. John's in Springfield, Missouri. He says, Captain, a little while ago you were talking about banning the Chinese from owning American land. For your information,
yep.
Our Senator, Josh Hawley, is introducing a ban on Chinese companies from owning American farmland. The Missouri Republican announced that a week or two ago, and he's going to be announcing that along with legislation similar to what South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem already put through in her state.
Yeah, and I hope it passes and gets signed into law. But remember who you've got in the Oval Office.
Yeah, the fool.
Remember who you've got in control of the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is why it was so important to win the Senate, and we didn't because remember Orange Man Bad. We have to run against him for the next 50 years.
Yep.
That's what the Democrat Party is going to do. You saw he even made the State of the Union address again.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he did.
You know they want to run against him now. You know, we were talking about this on break. I don't think any foreign entity should own land in the United States. Only citizens should own land.
Mm-hmm.
If Germany wants to come and build a plant here, they can own the building, but they're going to have to lease the land.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a unique idea. If you buy a house in the Bahamas, you never own the land. You own the house. You could lease the land for 100 years, but that's the limit.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the right to pull it back.
Mm-hmm.
And we should have that here. And you made the caveat, especially within a perimeter around a military base.
You bet. Like they did with the missile silos up there in South Dakota, which is what started all this.
You know, so no, a foreign entity should never be owning land in the United States. I don't care what kind of land it is.
Mm-hmm.
The only land that can be sovereign to a foreign nation is an embassy, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And by the way, BMW, Mercedes, are built in what's called foreign trade zones. You familiar with that term?
Yeah.
Foreign. Go ahead.
And remember who came up with that?
I do. And those foreign trade zones are actually independent entities of the country that the company is from. So technically, we've got Mercedes. I guess that's Germany, right?
Yep.
We got BMW, and I guess that's Germany too, right?
Yeah.
All right, and then we got Volkswagen, and that's Germany, correct?
Yeah.
Then we got Nissan, and I believe that's Japan.
Yeah, you're going man in the high castle on me, baby.
Yeah, and then we got Kia, okay? We got all these little places where these plants are. Those are foreign trade zones that they declared in there. That's actually part of South Korea and so on and so forth.
Yeah, so what needs to do is this: the lands themselves must be nationalized. And if you want to make that a technicality, great. But they need to be sovereign American soil. You want to give them, tax breaks on this land? That's
mm-hmm.
your business. Although I don't believe the federal government should involve in any state business when it comes to that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the federal government needs to be neutered. It needs to be neutered in a very bad way. We don't have a centralized government in the United States. We're not supposed to have it.
Mm-hmm.
What Illinois wants to do for a trade zone, that's their business. But a federal law saying foreigners can't own land, absolutely.
Okay, my friend, here comes the music. I'll talk to you on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend, and I hope your team wins in the Super Bowl.
Stay at home, my friend.
Yeah, okay, you stay out of it. All right, thank you very much. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. I'll be right back.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominique's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominique's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the local area. You can stop by the store and see what's going on, or you can call them on the phone at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. As again, just stop by the store if you want to do that too. Now remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, the Sports Zone quarterback is in the house, and we're playing football on Sunday.
We sure are, Captain. Super Bowl Sunday. Well, and speaking about football, Pro Football Hall of Fame, Captain. Some awesome names made it in.
Rodney Barber.
Yes, sir. It's been a long time coming. He really revolutionized that quarterback safety. We used to call it a monster back, Captain, back in the day. You better look out for a guy like that. And I'm glad he finally made it. He was a great part of that wonderful Buccaneer defense that won the Super Bowl and for several years with Lynch and Sapp and Brooks, and he's right up there with them. So congratulations to Rondi, and a nice guy. There's a lot for charity in the area. So very cool. And Darrell Revis, he played for the Bucs just for a couple seasons, Captain. He was a great cornerback. He just after he left the Jets, he was on, you know, that was it. Just his career wasn't the same. And then Joe Thomas, what a great class act offensive tackle for the Cleveland Browns. You know, how many snaps, Captain? He had 10,000 consecutive snaps.
Wow.
Playing. And he tore his tricep. Okay. He only allowed 30 sacks in 11 seasons. I mean, you didn't get by him three times in a year, man, to sack quarterback. That's impressive. And DeMarcus Ware, great, great tackle for the Cowboys. And then he finished up with the Broncos. And, what a great, great ball player he was.
Mm.
A local guy, Ken Riley, Captain, out of Polk County, number 13 for the Cincinnati Bengals. What a great quarterback he was.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away in 2020, and this was his 35th year of eligibility, and he finally got voted in. Very happy for him. Great guy. Zach Thomas, great linebacker for the Miami Dolphins, and his 10th year of eligibility finally gets in. Those are two guys that, you know, if you really follow football in the 90s and 2000s, Zach Thomas and Rondé Barber, right there, those two stood out, to say the least. Captain, this is going back in time. You're going to remember this. Chuck Talley, he played linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys, okay? And guess what? Unbelievable. He's the only guy on a losing team to be the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Whoa.
He finally gets him, man. Yeah. How cool is that? So, really happy for him also. His family, he passed away. You know, so it's just a lot of cool things down in Miami during the Super Bowls over time that have occurred and have happened. And last but not least, don't want to forget anybody, Joe Klecko. He was a great defensive lineman for the New York Jets. He was part of that sack exchange with Mark Gastineau back in the 80s and 90s. So that's everybody. And don't want to forget Coach Don Coryell. Remember Air Coryell, Captain?
I do.
Boy, throwing the ball all over the place there in San Diego. Now the L.A. Chargers, but those were some good, exciting times with Dan Fouts, quarterback, and Don Coryell coaching them. He passed away in 2010. And he finally gets elected in. So, not a worthy guy.
Who was named the NFL Coach of the Year?
The NFL Coach of the Year.
Wasn't that the guy from the New York Giants?
That guy really did a heck of a job to get him into the playoffs and do a great job, yes. So, don't want to forget to let everybody know that Patrick Mahomes is the MVP. We'll see if that translates into a, you know, wonderful MVP Super Bowl Sunday for him. Final pick, Captain. Who's going to do it? The Chiefs or the Eagles? Who's going to be Super Bowl champs at 10:15 Sunday night?
Well, if Mahomes doesn't get hurt again with a high ankle deal, if he doesn't get hurt, they'll win.
Right.
If he gets hurt, then I got to give the money to the Eagles on this one. But you've also got a situation where Jalen Hurts has got a shoulder, and he needs to have surgery at the end of the season, and he could very easily wind up getting knocked out of the game.
Oh, yeah, very much so. So
it's the quarterback that gets knocked out first. The other team gets the immediate advantage, whoever it is.
Yeah. The other thing is, Captain, when it comes to Super Bowl study, you know, there's going to be billions wagered on this game.
I know.
Just people having fun, some serious money being bet all over the country. What's your thoughts about that? Should gambling be legalized in all states, Captain?
No. Mm-mm. It should be up to the states. It should be up to the states.
Okay.
If the states want to do it, fine. The government, federal government, needs to stay the hell out of it.
Okay. Well, no, more times than not, it seems like the government does get involved depending on the state and what parties are involved. So, you know, I wish we would, you know, get that on the right track. Captain, don't want to be remiss. A lot of big trades yesterday in basketball. The Nets trade Durant to the Phoenix Suns. I mean, that just shocked me. I mean, what? after Urban leaving, you know, I guess nothing should surprise us. I mean, she made some massive moves there at the end. So, but, you know, John's the ball, the coach of the year, you know, going to give him a shout out like he just did. Hamlin gave a powerful speech alongside the medical staff, telling everybody how, you know, he was taken care of properly. You know, the guy that worked on him, about 2 days into it, had a heart attack also. Similar situation. How ironic is that? So they got a little kinship there and really got him back to feeling good. So wow. It's important. So, yeah, really, really happy about that. Captain, just for the people in the Tampa Bay area, tomorrow I'll be down in Curtis Hickson Park, okay, downtown Tampa. Neat little show going on. Bark in the Park. Be a lot of dogs down there, a lot of vendors, and just, you know, having a good time, enjoying a beautiful day tomorrow, as well as everybody having fun with their pets and getting out and about and doing a lot of great things for the American
community. Well, you were barking at Michigan Barbecue yesterday.
Food was good, yeah.
Were you practicing?
I was practicing, Coach. I was practicing very good, Captain. That was funny. Now, we had a great time yesterday. Good time. Kevin Jackson, class act. We just need more people like Kevin in this country, and we'd be a lot better off, Captain, than people such as yourself. It's all about being a class act and about helping people out. I try to do it every day. That's what life's all about. Do a random act of kindness. Look, if I can be of any help to anybody when it comes to their insurance needs, I'd love to have a cup of coffee with you and just go over what you currently have and see if we can make it better. See if I can save you some money. Any veterans out there, you feel like, you know, you're not getting the best thing for yourself, give me a call. I've helped out hundreds of veterans get everything they have coming their way, and I'd love to meet with you folks, too. We've got to start taking care of our veterans like Captain Matt Bruce a lot better in this country. Yeah, again, if I can be of any help to anybody, easy number, 813-966-1052. Again, 813-966-1052. Simple number. Give me a call. Love to meet with you and go over some things. Have fun this weekend, everybody. Be safe. Super Bowl weekend. Don't get crazy out there going to these parties. Have fun. Obviously, enjoy life. That's what we're supposed to do. But be smart. Be safe. And be good to each other. That's what it's all about. Captain, always a pleasure. God bless you. I'll see you Sunday at the studio. Always right. Have a good time seeing you there when we do the show from 11 to 12 on this flagship station. So,
okay.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Okay, Patrick Kyle, the insurance quarterback from the Sports Zone. And by the way, they've got a Facebook page. Go over to the Facebook page, The Sports Zone. Check it out. You'll see the show over there. The podcast is over there. And it's also up on several other different websites, including mine. So there you go. All right. Well, the week has come to an end. And the weekend is upon us. I'll be doing the weekend show tonight. For those of you that get the show, so be it. For those of you that don't, we'll see you on Monday. But it's always about we the people here on this program. We the people. We work, they work for us. We don't work for them. We elect them, and we can unelect them. God bless America. See y'all tonight.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.